Blowflies and bottleflies are common names related to breeding sites. The blow is in reference to the bloating of bodies that occurs due to a buildup of gas during the decomposition process. As I mentioned, blow and bottleflies are among the first insects to arrive after a person or animal has died, and the species found and developmental stages present are used to determine the PMI, or post-mortem interval. The presence of these flies is an indication of some other type of problem, like a dead animal nearby, or an accumulation of garbage, compost, and feces. Since the life cycle is so short, and breeding material is not difficult to find, populations can reach astronomical proportions very quickly. Garbage cans are the most common reservoir in urban areas, and a single can has produced over 30,000 bottleflies in 1 week. Given the breeding sites used by blow and bottleflies, it isn't surprising that they can mechanically transmit several pathogens. Formia regina, the black blowfly, will lay eggs in the necrotic edges of wounds on living animals, so meiosis can certainly occur that way, and potentially by consuming meat containing recently laid eggs. Maggots of the green bottlefly have been used in maggot therapy, a practice in which maggots are used to feed on the decaying edges of wounds to clean them.